where in the Bible will I find that converts to Christianity must continue steadfastly? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Acts 2:42. This is descriptive of the activities of the first converts to Christianity. Continue means to keep on, and steadfast is defined as firm or resolute, not fickle or wavering, neither adding to nor taking from. These first members of the Lord's kingdom, the Church of Christ in Jerusalem, remained true to the principles of Christ. It is just as important to keep saved as it is to be saved from past sins. Divine revelation is complete on both points, 2 Peter 1:3. Primary obedience is certainly commanded, but primary obedience alone is not sufficient. Continued steadfastness, faithfulness, and obedience unto death is enjoined upon us, Revelation 2:10. Those that believed, Acts 2:36, repented and were baptized, Acts 2:38 tells us, they enjoyed a changed relationship and started on the Christian journey. All that believed were together, according to Acts 2:44. The gospel of Christ unites everyone, Jews and Gentiles, into one body, Ephesians 2:14 and Ephesians 4:4. Division is impossible in the body of Christ as long as the members obey the teaching of the Lord. All who are united with Christ are united with each other. The gladness and singleness of heart, Acts 2:46 mentions on the part of these new converts, is a true picture of genuine Christian fellowship. Man sustains the responsibility of obeying the gospel in order to be saved, Mark 16:16, Acts 2:38. Then the Lord adds the saved to His church, Acts 2:47. There is no command to join any man-made church. To be a member of the New Testament church, we must render obedience to the gospel, and then the Lord will add us to His church. We are to work throughout our Christian life, Philippians 2:12. Paul tells us how a true follower of Christ, in working out his own salvation, will be instrumental in leading lost souls into the straight and narrow way. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine or teaching. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. 1 Timothy 4:16. To save ourselves, we must teach to save others. The Lord uses His people to make known His word to the world. A child of God can so sin as to be lost, 1 Corinthians 10:12. We must continue steadfastly in obedience to God's word in order to remain saved.